look back on my life, I can see the way you're working in me since I've been saved or passed away. New is my name.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. We're back.
Amen.
Amen. We're back to talk about the goodness of God.
Amen.
In the land of the living. Amen. Just want to talk about the glory of God, which is His revealed goodness
in the earth.
In the earth. Amen. Amen. And today we find ourselves in 1 Samuel chapter 4, and we will look at verse number 21.
Amen.
And it says, "And she named the child Ichabod, saying, The glory is departed from Israel, because the ark of God was taken, and because of her father-in-law and her husband."
Jesus.
Amen. Amen. The she in this scripture is Phinehas' wife.
Yes.
And Phinehas was one of the sons of Eli,
yes,
who was the high priest at this time in Israel's history. And on this particular day, Phinehas and his brother were killed in battle. When Eli, the father, was told the news and was told that not only were his sons killed, but the Ark of the Covenant was taken by the Philistines, he fell back off his chair and broke his neck, and he died. And so on this day, she now goes into labor, Phinehas' wife, and she gives birth, and after giving birth, she dies. But before she did, she named the child Ichabod.
Yeah.
And it says here, because she said, "The glory is departed from Israel." And the name Ichabod means, "Where is the glory?"
Yes, Jesus.
And we look at this and we say, we don't know any Ichabod.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Ain't no Ichabod up in here.
Amen.
Amen. Where we got to be asking questions, where is the glory?
Where is the glory? Amen.
We know where the glory is. Amen.
Amen.
The glory is in the Lord, is with the Lord. God shows His glory.
Amen.
And we don't have to ask, where is it?
Amen.
We know exactly where it is.
Yeah.
You find God, you'll find His glory.
Amen.
And here's the thing. Since God is omnipresent,
amen,
that means He's everywhere.
Yeah.
The glory is all around us.
Amen.
We don't know any Ichabods.
Amen.
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 And I don't want to know any Ichabod.
Amen.
I never met anybody named Ichabod.
Amen.
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 Talk about, where is the glory? The glory can be seen.
Yeah.
All around us.
Amen.
And I thank God for that we don't have to look far.
Right.
To see God's glory.
Amen.
You know, when you see spring coming back in, you see the trees being regenerated. That's the glory of God.
Jesus, yes. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
He talked about the seasons changing, you know, but that will never cease.
Yeah.
Right? As long as the earth remains, right? Cold and heat, summer, winter, springtime, and harvest will never cease.
Yes.
That's the glory of God.
Amen. It's revealed all the time.
Amen.
Amen.
So
Amen.
Ichabod.
Bless the Lord.
I don't got to ask, where's the glory?
Amen. Praise God. We don't need to be asking, where's the glory?
No.
Amen. Because sometimes, you know, we might find some in situations where God's goodness doesn't seem to be revealed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we're talking about God's goodness and His glory being revealed
right
on earth. But sometimes there are things where we ourselves get into situations where we don't allow God's glory to be seen, and I guess that would be called an Ichabod situation.
Amen. Where's the glory?
Right. Where's the glory in that?
Amen.
That's how I was thinking about it.
Amen.
Where's the glory in that? You know, where's
right
God's glory?
Right.
With what you're doing? Where's that being?
Right.
Where's God's goodness being seen? It's not there.
Yeah.
That might be an Ichabod.
Well,
and it's
don't call me. I don't want anybody. You can call me anything you want in this life.
I
But if you call me an Ichabod, that'd be the worst thing. That'd be the worst thing in the world. Because it's like, okay, then we ask, where's the glory in that? See, now I know I'm off track.
Yes, yes, yes.
And now I'm off track.
Yeah.
Lord, help me today.
Praise
God. Call me Ichabod.
But God's goodness is everywhere, and it should be seen. It should be
Amen.
Seen in how we live our lives and how we conduct, you know, with each other, with
yeah.
people and situations, how we believe even.
Amen.
And when we're not, it just points a finger that's not how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Something's wrong,
yeah.
you know, because God's glory should be revealed in everything that we do.
Yeah.
And when it's not, here we have, you know, because it says in verse 22, and she said, the glory is departed from Israel,
mm-hmm.
for the ark of God is taken. And that was, you know, God's glory was in the ark.
His
the ark
presence.
Of God,
mm-hmm.
right? His presence.
Yeah.
So, and she named her child Ichabod, because the glory was gone.
Amen.
You know, so we don't walk like we're supposed
and,
to.
And here's the thing, that's like, and here's the thing, let's just trace this back, because
mm-hmm.
her husband was Phinehas.
Yes.
And his son, and his brother was Hophni, right?
Yes.
And they just made a mockery out of the service of God. They would take the sacrifice, they would stick their fork in the sacrifice and pull out the meat, you know, for themselves before
yes.
it would boil.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus.
Right? They
yes.
they were having sexual relations with the
women
at the door of the temple.
Yes.
Right?
Jesus.
And Eli, their father, didn't correct them.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so God even said, he told Samuel, he woke up Samuel and Jim and told him. When Samuel was a little boy, he
right.
kept calling him Samuel,
Samuel,
Samuel, right? And Samuel said, here I am, you know, right? You know, speak, Lord, thy servant heareth.
Yes.
And he spoke unto him and said, I'm taking the priesthood from Eli
yes. Amen.
And his family.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you know, the glory that now his wife, Phinehas' wife, is saying has departed from Israel.
Yes.
Yeah, it departed because of some long-standing misconduct
Amen.
Among
Amen.
God's people.
That's right.
And then what was the result of that?
Ichabod. Right, and we really have to get hold of that too, because it can depart from us. It's like it might have been there at
Amen.
One point, but if we stay stuck in sin and keep doing the same thing, we're heading down the wrong path. And God's glory, you know, just like that, the cloud was removed from the
from the temple in the book of Ezekiel. Mm-hmm.
It's
right.
It's gone.
Amen.
It's gone. And there you have
a
your
bunch of
Ichabod.
Amen. See, that's what I'm trying
wow.
to say. See, this is why, too,
yeah.
we got to be careful with people around us.
Amen.
Because, like, some people we know are, like, deliberately just staying where they are. They've been told, they've been taught, they've been corrected, they've been chastised,
Amen.
They've been directed, and they still want to keep doing what they're doing. Better be careful to keep hanging around them.
Amen. Right.
You understand? Because once the glory leaves,
that's it.
All you left with is an Ichabod.
Oh, Jesus.
And like I said, I don't want any Ichabods around me.
Me either. No Ichabods here. No. I'm telling you, you ain't got to go home, but you can get one up out of here.
Amen. Yeah, we can sing that. You know there's a song. Like,
oh,
you
is
know,
it?
You remember that?
No, I don't.
Yeah, it was on that show that time.
No.
You don't know?
No.
Yeah, you know that song. You just don't want to sing. But... But yeah, but it is, it's so right. I mean, here's the thing. The glory of the Lord is everywhere.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. And so, God doesn't want there to be anything called an Ichabod.
No.
Where is the glory?
Yeah.
We know where the glory
is.
Amen.
The
glory can be seen. But, you're absolutely right. We need to be careful of how we're living.
Exactly.
Because yeah. we can turn into an Ichabod ourselves.
Yes.
Because the way we live, the things we do, you know, like here, they kept doing the same thing.
Amen. Over and over, right.
And, you know, they went out to fight the Philistines, and they brought the ark, because they thought that was going to give them the victory.
Yes.
And they got defeated just the same.
Mm-hmm.
At first, they didn't get defeated. They were defeated. They didn't have the ark. Then they went and grabbed the ark like it was some good luck charm.
Right.
And then just went, and they got defeated anyway. Why?
Wow.
Because at that point, God had already judged Eli and his son.
Yeah.
And he said, you're not getting any glory here.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
Right?
Praise God.
And so, yeah, we want to make sure. So, listen, as we live our lives, we have to be mindful of this. We can't play around with God
No.
and take things for granted. Now, God is, he's full of grace and he's full of mercy. and he's patient, he's long-suffering.
Yes.
And so, but we shouldn't take that as an indication that everything's okay.
Yes. Amen.
Because there comes a point in time, you and Paul talked to the Romans, and you know, he said, well, God turns you over to your reprobate mind.
Yes. Amen.
You know, at some point God says, okay, go ahead.
Fine. That's what you want
if
to
that's
do.
What you want to do so badly, go ahead and do it.
Yep.
And see, at that point, a transformation is taking place. If your name is John, you're about to be named Ichabod. Your name is Mary, they're about to start calling you Ichabod.
Jesus.
Because of glory. And see, we don't want that. Instead, we, our testimony should be no Ichabods here. Amen.
Amen.
Not here, not around me.
Amen. Praise right? God.
Why? Because everywhere I look, I want to see the glory of the Lord.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to live my life so I can see the glory of the
Amen.
Lord. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God.
Nobody got to ask me where's the glory.
Amen. I know that's right.
Amen.
And so if somebody asks you that, you don't want nobody asking you that.
No.
Amen.
You don't. But we have, it's all about having the right focus.
Amen.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny because, you know, we talk about Matthew 6 and 33. Many times it's in the context of getting things.
Yeah.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added to you. And there's no question. And in that context, Jesus was talking about food
mm-hmm.
and clothing, right? And
mm-hmm.
where you're going to live, and all those
right.
things.
Amen.
So it's not that scripture does refer to that.
Yes.
But the seeking first of God is not simply to get material stuff.
No. Amen.
Seeking God and putting God first. It's so that we can fulfill the calling, right? God said in the book of Isaiah, right, you know, that he created us
yes.
for his glory.
Yes.
That's
Amen.
Why we're here.
That's it.
So that he can demonstrate his goodness through us.
Amen.
And so, you know, that's the primary thing. And if we live with the seek ye first the kingdom of God, then we're going to be looking for his will to be done.
Yes.
And his will is that his glory will be revealed
yes.
to us.
Amen.
And this way, we won't have to worry about turning into an Ichabod.
Right? Yeah.
Right?
That's
I mean,
good.
If we're humble and say, you know what, Lord, I just want you to be glorified.
Yeah.
So that's what he said.
Yeah.
Remember a few weeks ago, we talked about how Jesus said, glorify yourself. And God said, glorify that name. He said, I have glorified.
I'll do it again.
Amen.
Amen.
God is serious about glorifying himself.
Amen.
I've done it, and I'm going to do it some more.
That's right. All he needs is a willing vessel.
There you go. And if we have that, we will never have to worry or concern ourselves with any Ichabod.
That's it. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. So we need to take some inventory.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
We need to take some inventory of ourselves first. Everything
yes.
should start home first.
Yes.
Let's start with ourselves first.
Amen.
And then look around us and, you know, just be make an honest assessment. Are there any Ichabods there? Well, watch this. Any Ichabods in the making?
That's true. But you got to watch out for them.
Because if they are, you want to try to intervene and intercede
yes,
and all
yes,
those things.
Yes.
Maybe correct and guide and lead and pray and teach and
mm-hmm.
right? So that you can reverse that situation
yes.
and put it back on track. So that
that's right, because Eli could have reversed that
Amen.
With his sons if he'd opened his mouth.
That's
so.
Right. And God told him.
Yeah. Okay, but someone's around you. Open your mouth and tell them, look, that's not right.
Yeah, that's a good, that's excellent. Because, especially sometimes when you have teenagers or young adult children, you know, sometimes you get tired
mm-hmm.
as a parent, especially if you had that last one.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you had 2, 3, 4, 5 kids, and you're on the last one, and you're like, man,
I'm tired
telling you kids. You know what I mean?
Oh,
but,
Jesus.
You know, but sometimes
yeah.
you can get a little weary,
yeah.
you know? But if it's wrong, it's wrong.
Amen. That's it. And you just got to call
if it's,
it out.
If it's wrong, it's
Amen.
Wrong. If correction is needed, correction is needed. You know? And so, you know, and that's what Eli did
and
not do.
And that's why we had to think about it.
Right. And he knew it.
Mm-hmm.
He knew that what they were doing was wrong.
Yeah.
So he didn't correct it. And so as a parent, amen, you know, or as a leader even in your church, you know,
yeah.
you see someone doing wrong, maybe they're a minister, maybe they lead the choir, maybe they're your top musician. But if they're wrong, they're wrong.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
And next thing you know, they're going to get up there ministering and singing and preaching
and
teaching.
And
there's going to be no glory on it. There's going to be no goodness of God shown.
Amen.
Why? Because that person is now Ichabod.
Jesus.
Amen. So we gotta take this seriously. Amen. That should be our testimony. Amen. Well, what's your word for today? No Ichabods up in here.
Amen.
Amen. Not in my house. As for me and my house,
we shall serve the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. But listen, we pray you be encouraged. Amen. To take this seriously, because God takes it seriously.
Amen.
Amen. And He will reveal His glory, as you said, through willing and obedient vessels.
Yes, amen.
And that's what we want to be. And if we position ourselves to do that, and we stay there, and that's our lifestyle,
yes,
then we won't ever have to worry about someone calling us.
Ichabod.
I don't like that name.
Me either. Even the way it sounds, Ichabod.
Ichabod.
Ick. Just think about it, Ick.
I don't like that name.
Ooh,
sorry.
Okay.
All right, well, praise the Lord. Listen, God is telling me there might be somebody out there that's named Ichabod.
Uh-oh.
But that's not, I didn't name you.
Yeah, I didn't name you either.
It means, where is the glory? I don't like that name.
You might want to change it.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm getting out of here.
Yes.
All right, until next time, you be encouraged. Yes. Amen. You be inspired, because the Lord is yet speaking. Amen.
Yes. Yes.
And we are encouraged. And until then, remember this, that Jesus is Lord.
Yes.
And He loves you so much.
Yes.
And His love
never fails.
Amen.
Amen. I'm more